Part 2, The Metaphysics of Non-Dualism. Sri Aurobindo, an Indian philosopher and sage of the highest order, tells us that an evolution of consciousness is the central motive of terrestrial existence. End quote. The evolution of consciousness is also the evolution of the soul, on both the individual level and the universal level. The term metaphysics literally means after or beyond physics, referring to the philosophical discussion that should follow the study of pure physics. Aristotle called it first philosophy, indicating that he considered it to be the most fundamental form of philosophy. Those who have explored the modern physics of the West or the ancient philosophy of the East are well aware of the strange concepts and ideas being expressed. They will have a head start in recognizing the intuitive beauty of the parallels. Yet the most important and exciting ideas can be grasped by anyone who is interested in exploring the deepest mysteries of the universe. No doubt it will require some mental gymnastics. A little geometric visualization, however, can be of considerable help. Our worldview is typically based on logic and objective reason, but it turns out that those deepest mysteries of the universe challenge the very foundation of that worldview. Today's physics, for example, shows us that to think of the universe as being composed of separate particles scattered around in space is actually a limited view of an underlying unified state of reality. The experience of separateness does indeed seem to be illusory, just as sages and mystics have been telling us since before we can remember. The synthesis of scientific and spiritual thought, which has actually been happening for a very long time, requires 1. The recognition that science has already transcended physical separateness, and 2. That spiritual reality be understood at the metaphysical level. At the same time, metaphysics deals with universal principles, which naturally transcend religious dogma, and help us get beyond the idea of a personified creator. Of course, everyone must follow their own path to spiritual realizations. The central principle of the great wisdom of the East is non-dualistic mysticism. There is only one true reality, and that never changes. It is a single state of being, transcendental, timeless, formless. Ultimately, there is only that one reality. Transcendental, yet omnipresent. Timeless, yet the source of space-time. Formless, yet the creative essence of all form. The physical universe is merely a fragmented and transient expression of that one reality. Reality is spirit. Reality is consciousness. Although we in the West tend to refer to this as Eastern philosophy, the mystical foundation is common to all spiritual traditions and has better been referred to as the ancient wisdom. It has long been pointed out that this vision of oneness from the ancient teachings seems to find a modern parallel in science's vision of a unified superforce which creates everything. The most exciting aspect of the parallel, however, is the way in which one discipline can help us to understand the other. For this reason, and for those seekers of spiritual understanding not willing to ignore what science has learned, a modern metaphysical system is invaluable. Of course, no metaphysical system can represent the transcendental in its true form. By definition, transcendental reality is unknowable, and to attribute any form whatsoever to the one reality is idolatry. A metaphysical system is merely a tool to help bring forth the realizations of those higher realities which cannot be fully represented in three-dimensional space, let alone on a two-dimensional page. The reason we can talk about higher dimensional realities within three-dimensional space is because, In the same way we can understand how a circle drawn on paper can represent a sphere, we can use the conceptual space of our mind to understand how a limited objective model can represent a higher reality. This conceptual mind space takes us beyond the simple logic of concrete thought and gives us the capacity for abstract and complex conceptual thought. In metaphysical philosophy, it is called the higher mind and is understood to reside within the higher dimensions of depth consciousness known as the soul. And those dimensions do indeed go beyond physical space. Consciousness and the mind do not originate from, nor are they contained within, the brain. Multidimensional depth consciousness is the body-soul-spirit connection, the realm of meditation, like an axis of transcendence from the physical body through the soul to the spiritual essence of being. Its source is our force of spirit, our innermost reality, which is always unified with the one reality. That is the heart of non-dualism and the ancient wisdom. The metaphysical difference between the spirit and the soul is important and basically simple. The spirit is timeless while the soul evolves. The spirit is eternal, unchanging, and is as ethereal as a vector of force. It is the light, the life force within the soul. The soul has depth, higher dimensional structure, and evolves with time, both during an incarnation and between incarnations. It is interesting to note that since the soul is made of the higher dimensions of the universe, it always remains within the higher dimensions. The soul never actually travels through physical space. It is the true self, around which external realities manifest, even between incarnations. During a transition, the soul vacates the body by retracting from the physical and going within, into the higher dimensions, like the way consciousness retracts into the astral dimension during sleep. We use our astral body in our dreams, and the astral dimension is the first level of transcendence into the higher dimensions of depth consciousness. Even though there may be a temporary experience of being outside the body within the physical world during an out-of-body experience, for example, the soul itself is never actually separated from the higher dimensions. The timeless unity of the higher dimensions is fundamental to non-dualism. It is our higher mind giving us the capacity for abstract thought as well as for transcendental realization and enlightenment, which distinguishes us from the other animals of our world. According to theosophical sources, it arises from the fact that we have an individualized soul, while other animals have a group soul specific to their species. Without a higher mind, a chimpanzee is not likely to ponder the infinity of space, but having a group soul, it will have superb powers of species-level instinct. They each have their own individual spirit, but not an individualized soul. All souls, individual or collective, reside within and never leave the same higher dimensional region of the universe. To help get a handle on the metaphysics of non-dualism, it is key to realize that the ultimate reality is not anywhere out there in physical space. The higher dimensions of reality are the higher dimensions of depth consciousness. They are within us in the same way that the higher dimensions of physics are within every atom. More than a mere parallel, this is where physics and metaphysics actually coincide and reflect each other. It is important to keep in mind that the lower dimensions are created by the higher dimensions. In transcendental meditation, we approach and experience these higher dimensions within consciousness, recognizing each higher dimension in turn as being the more real level of our essence of being. As higher dimensions are reached, higher dimensions of unification are realized. To quote Lama Anagarika Govinda, Consciousness thus proceeds from the more limited to the more comprehensive, from lesser to greater intensity, from lower to higher dimensions. And each higher dimension includes the lower ones by coordinating its elements in a wider and more intricate structure of relationships. Thus, the reality of a lower dimension is not devaluated or eliminated by the higher one, but only relativized. End quote. As a lower dimension, such as a physical, is transcended, it becomes apparent that it had been a limited and conditional experience of the higher dimensions. From the perspective of a higher dimension, the lower dimensions do not really exist as such. They have no real substance unto themselves. The ultimate realization is to find that all that really exists is the highest dimension, and that all levels of creation are a continuous projection from that highest dimension, creating what we experience as the physical dimension with which we tend to identify. Like the surface of a sphere with multiple internal layers, the dimension we know as the physical world with our physical body is simply an outer shell created by the higher dimensional realities within the sphere, with the central singularity shining forth as the highest dimension. The origin of that central singularity cannot be defined or known any more than can the singularity of the Big Bang. It simply is because it is. If the cosmic light of that highest dimension were to suddenly blink out, the entire universe would just as suddenly cease to exist. We meditate upon that divine sun, the true light of the shining ones. May it illuminate our minds. The Gayatri verse of the Vedas.